All right, once again, here you are, Drinks with Friends, with your hosts, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Rye. Happy Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, we're changing up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just anything is possible on the internet. So, of course, this podcast is brought to you by generous sponsorships from Andro DSM, Power Up.
And Susie Sweet Treats, the secret ingredient is love.
Not cocaine.
Thanksgiving orders are a little late, but you can still get your Christmas cookie orders in. Pick her up. She's on all your favorite social media platforms, giving you a reason to get the beaties.
Yeah, no, it's so good.
A great reason.
I saw all the pies. Perfect. I saw all the pies. I saw all the cookie platters.
Made like she made 24 dozen cookies, like 300 pies, and something like a cheesecake.
For good measure. You know, just a cheesecake
over the last 4 days.
Well, that's what happens when you go pro. You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta step up to the occasion.
Yeah, props to her. Way to go, Susie. Relax.
Anyway, we have some special guests here with us today. Some familiar voices. But don't let me interrupt. Go ahead. Introduce yourselves.
All right. My name is River Wise. I'm a junior at Lincoln High School.
Hey!
And I play the lead tenor in the show that we're doing, Forever Plaid.
Nice!
Hello, my name is Marquise Bundy. I am also a junior at Lincoln High. I am choreographing and assistant directing Forever Plaid at Lincoln High.
Quick interjection, your hat has my initials on it, and I kind of want it.
Thank you. My hat says RM, by the way.
don't put my business on
My name is Owen Yoder. I'm a senior at Lincoln High School, and I play the baritone, or the tenor two, so second highest part.
Yeah.
The struggle. That's all I'm going to say.
My name is Chris Schwerz, and I am a sophomore at Lincoln High School, and I play the actual baritone.
Hey. Shots fired.
The actual
baritone.
The real baritone. The real baritone. Baritone.
For real, don't let these tenors try to, you know, make you think you're less than you are. That silky baritone is everything.
Yeah, as a tried and true baritone, love yourself. don't
drag you back. Yeah, then we also have Devin Wicker, who couldn't be here with us tonight. He is our bass, and he's also a junior at Lincoln. Yeah.
Awesome. So tell me about, one more time, what's the name of the show?
Forever Plaid.
Forever Plaid.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, give us a quick rundown.
So it's about a quartet that died in the 1950s, and they come back as ghosts to do the show that they never got to do in life.
What?
Yeah.
So, like, for the first time on this or any other planet.
Yeah.
Forever Plaid.
So they're like the Beatles, but like not as popular.
Right. Like, because they're dead.
Our description is like, we are to contemporary music as Formica is to marble.
We decided to take that.
Like, and like Formica is just like a cheap knockoff of marble.
Yeah.
Fair. Fair.
It's very fair.
Were the Beatles like sad cousins, like the cicadas? The cicadas.
This is good jokes. This is good jokes.
Yeah. Not the Beatles, the cockroaches. Yeah.
With the roaches.
So they died in a terrible like car accident. They weren't very popular, so they were trying to make a name for themselves. They died in a car accident, and they just come back to life. They don't come back to life. They come back as ghosts in 2019, and here they are, like 45 years later, doing a show that was so dated in the 50s. But they just do that for like a more modern audience. Yeah.
I've never heard of this show. This sounds kind of incredible.
I actually have heard of it. I spent too much time on the internet.
So. Oh, well. Look at you doing your homework.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. Overachiever. Hey. Comfortably middle class.
I get paid to do not much in my
right. Like, what do they pay you for?
Surfing the internet.
Clearly.
Sitting on Twitter.
Be a better man. Don't obviously. Obviously. So what is it like doing a smaller, I assume this is a smaller kind of project.
Yeah, there's like five people in it.
Yeah.
Like,
period.
The main people, and then there's like a extra, like, they're the usher.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They have
yeah. Two lines. In the whole hour and like 35 minute show.
Yeah. 2 lines.
Hey, you'd be surprised. Those 2 lines can steal the show.
Oh, yeah, no. Right? It's great. I'm excited for it.
So, honestly, being in a smaller production, it has its ups and downs. The ups are like, it's a lot easier to do like scheduling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot easier to like plan for rehearsal times.
Sure.
Because like we can go at any time and there's not like a whole lot of restriction. But it's also a lot more of like a chill environment, which means that we're a lot less strict with deadlines and we kind of like let ourselves go like slack-wise.
You have too much fun, don't you?
Yeah. A little. Sometimes
sometimes we have a little too much fun.
The train of thought very much has like six different junctions.
We all got ADHD.
We do not know how to focus.
I blame school lunches.
You get rid of it.
Do you know what that nugget's really made of? No. And the thing is, you know, people have this kind of expectation for musical theater to be these big, elaborate things with all the pageantry, you know, tap dance numbers and showgirls and something explodes for some reason.
All that noise.
You know, yeah, all of the stuff. And, you know, there's so much great work that's built on small casts, just chamber musicals, you know. So props to for y'all getting a chance to really experience that and go through that process.
Plus shine. Yeah. Way to put yourselves out there.
How does that feel?
Well,
having to carry so much more because there isn't 30 other actors to kind of mask.
That's like exactly how it feels. It's like a lot more stressful because it's like 4 people, and like if one of us messes up, like, oh, I wonder who that was.
And like, you cannot hide.
Yeah, no.
It shall be me.
I mean, I think my favorite part is like the dancing, which is weird because it's a barbershop quartet. And like that's not the first thing that you would think about when you think of barbershop quartet. And it's very much like,
are y'all doing the Carlton? Like, what are the dancing?
Right.
I wish.
Choreographer.
Mr. Choreographer.
No, we actually so our show opens next week and we just finished all of the numbers today.
Hey, that's so what like, we made by deadline.
Yeah. We still have one more number.
All the songs.
Yeah,
so like
one more.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
We just cut it.
I don't need it.
No, I feel like so the dancing component is definitely something that was pretty tricky because this is only my second show that I've choreographed for before. The first one being Honk, which isn't a super like choreo heavy show.
Yeah.
And neither is Forever Plaid, if you really think about it. But I didn't want it to be, because like a lot of barbershop quartets, like they do have moves and they move around in sync and it looks pretty cool. But it's just like, after a while, a step touch and a snap just gets kind of boring, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Which is a lot of what they did back in the 50s, back in when they were
like, and with the old two-step.
In the time.
Where's Motown?
And so,
right? Some sway.
So,
yeah, a gentle sway.
Right, right. Literally. I definitely took advantage of the more up-tempo songs, and I was like, here's what you're going to do, and no one's going to ask any questions.
Yeah.
But here you go. I think it's definitely a lot of fun. I think that they, from what I can tell, they all really enjoy it.
I hate it.
full disclosure, garbage.
Right.
It's disgusting. I've seen straight garbage.
I'm very excited for them to not only showcase the vocal talent, but also the dancing capabilities that they all have as well. They're all very talented, so
Marquise said triple threat or bust.
For real.
Like, keep the bar nice and high.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like this is like setting the bar rather, because like,
yeah,
I think this is definitely like, even though it's a smaller cast, one of the more high production shows that we've put on.
Yeah, like
I think so too.
It's very demanding musically, at least. Like, the songs are not easy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of people would think they'd be easy because it's 4 people. No. Mm-mm. It's a lot of, like,
it's harder because straight jazz.
Literally.
Straight jazz.
One of the songs, River and I, we sing it in, like, seconds.
Yeah.
And, like, minor seconds, like, the entire time.
All that.
It's
all
gross. That
super yummy.
All that, yeah.
And then it's, like, at
feel
the very
that tension.
End, it, like, resolves. It's like.
Well, you know, that's exactly, I think, what's so great. There's the opportunity in doing something, well, perceived smaller.
Yeah.
Is that there's a lot more room to actually take some of those risks and do some really great things.
Yeah.
Because I can definitely guarantee when you've got a huge army of performers that trying to corral all those people.
Oh, yeah. Is, oh, yeah. That's like the best part about having like five people.
Yeah.
Is that...
So let me ask this question. In your experience compared to like bigger productions, how has this process been?
A lot more disorganized.
Oh, yeah. Just because we know that... So like all the people who are in the show have been in like previous shows before. So we like... I mean, Chris is kind of the only exception.
Welcome to the team.
Right. Well,
so like so carry the torch.
Right.
Right.
You gotta get the new ones in there.
Hauling it up.
But so like there's a lot of trust from our director, Mr. Williams or Michael Williams, his like side of things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, shout out to Mikey.
Mikey. Well, I know it's kindergarten, I can call him.
But, yeah, right.
But so like there's a lot of trust from him that like we're gonna have it. And so that puts a lot of stress on me at least, because like I don't know 100% of it at this point in time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very like,
what if I don't know it by the time we come after?
You got 7 days.
But yeah, no, we have enough time.
Approximately.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing. So the this idea of theater time, that weird time warp that happens when you're like, oh, I've got 7 days, which might as well be like a calendar month.
Right.
Really.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, have you felt that? Are you are you that thing? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's from what I remember anyway. Yeah. Is that so much happens in that small amount of time. Like, things just kind of come together right when they're supposed to. And then you just go out and you just kill it.
It's so crazy because, like, it just... Because you always feel like you... Where you're never gonna like get it in time, you know? Like, it always feels like it's just, like, gonna fall apart. And then it's somehow... Every time, at least for me, every time it's always come together right when it needs to come together.
Exactly. Like, it's like the dress rehearsal before, or like even opening night.
Literally.
Like the dress rehearsal could go like very, very badly, and then opening night, magic.
I think that's. I think that happens faster than that, just because that's just for you to get those nerves out. So then it's time to do it. You're like, well, I've already did it. Maybe I even bombed. So let's just go ahead and just do what I'm supposed to do now.
Yeah, how long of a run is this show?
It's like an hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah. And how many dates?
So 3 days, December 5th, 6th, and 7th.
That's awesome. Because the thing is, you mentioned like opening night being like, I think we got it.
No,
the
you
thing
don't.
The thing is, when you're doing multiple, doing a longer run, you start to actually sort of feel it out as you're doing it. You're like, okay, like show one feels one way, show two will feel... different,
right.
And show three, you know, at least my experience has been, it's like right around the end, you're like, oh, I think I finally got it. Yeah. Oh, we're done?
That's my least favorite part about only having 3 days. Like, is that it's like, oh, yes, I finally, like, I know how to say this line in
you're
the way
the
that it's supposed to be.
And like,
we're done.
Right?
Opening night, it's like, okay, I think I finally got it, and oh my god, it's opening night, and then you get to the second performance, and I'm like, oh, I'm so drained, I don't want to do anything, and then you're like, I wish to sleep, and then you get to the final performance, and you're like, this is the best I've ever done it, and then it's over.
And then it's over.
Can't wait to do it again.
Wait to dream about this.
Never mind. Never mind. Pump the brakes. So it's all barbershop music then?
For the most part.
Barbershop is like a stretch, because a lot of it is just like jazzy.
Right.
So like,
it's like songs from the 50s in barbershop style.
Yeah,
so
that's the best way to say it.
So 16 Tons,
Heart and Soul,
Three Coins in the Fountain.
Which I fully didn't know that Heart and Soul had lyrics.
Really?
Oh, because the piano version.
Like, that's what it is.
That's the one that we don't have choreographed yet.
Then we started singing, and I was like,
Our homework is to go watch the movie Big.
Oh, yep.
Oh, duh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, classics.
Yay. I mean, Elizabeth Perkins is definitely problematic.
We have the set list.
Well, we don't talk about that.
No, we do talk about that. That's a problem. We don't let Drake slide. I'm not going to let
it. It was the 80s. It was a different time.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
He cannot turn back into a kid? Wait, what? Ma'am. He's 13.
Yeah, if you listen, ma'am, macking on this child.
But he digressed.
Drake macking on these children.
Yeah.
Listen, bro. Okay, sorry. I don't mean to like steal your thunder.
No, you're good. You're totally fine.
But what is going on with this man?
He likes kids.
Oh, sorry. Duh. My bad. My bad. Oh,
nobody, me calling Drake in the middle of night. Like,
hey, no, he'll call you.
He'll call you. Exactly.
That's the problem. Also, like,
own business.
He got money. What am I gonna do with like money? I spend it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I don't know. You're a senior in high school. You might be a little old.
That's true. I'm reaching my prime. Right.
Going through menopause.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna start talking to you when you're 13. When you're 18, we'll go on a few dates. When you're 19, you're done.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Time's up. It's been a good run.
I'm gonna go write a sad song.
Here's your
right, right. Like, now I'm gonna write a sad song. Oh my god.
You broke my heart when you chose your My Little Pony over you. Yeah. We don't like that guy.
There's a list of just those like the celebrities want a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Like, or just a good roundhouse kick.
Yeah.
Like, Aubrey Graham is on the top of that list. Just a good...
Call him Jimmy.
Right? Put him in that wheelchair for real, for real. Anyway.
Not as bad as messing with kids, though.
I mean...
I had to censor myself on that one. I forgot.
Attaboy.
I'm a designer.
Proud of you. So proud of you. All jokes aside.
Yeah, no.
Forever Plaid.
Yeah.
So this is happening at Lincoln High School?
Yes. Lincoln High School in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
December 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday and Friday, the shows are at 7 p.m. And Saturday, it's at 2:30 p.m. We're doing a matinee on Saturday. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students. So
yeah, you gotta get those tickets.
Tickets can be bought at the door as well.
Yeah.
So,
that's like really cheap. Like really, really cheap.
Yeah, no.
Hey, accessibility matters.
I mean, yeah. And I think that's one of Mr. Williams' like goals with theater. Yeah. Like, he knows that we're a high school, not to discredit any of us, but like, he knows that we're in high school and people aren't gonna pay like $15 or $20 for a ticket.
For a high school production.
For a high school production.
Mm.
Like, he wants to get to the point where it's like, I would pay $20, but it's $8, so I'm for sure going.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, this is some of the conversations I've been having with other theater companies in the city is, you know, how do you create accessibility to the arts? And that's actually been like the big, I would say, problem, is as the art form kind of gentrifies, the ticket prices go up. I don't know if any of you have been to the Civic Center for any of those main stage shows.
Right, so expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've been once. I saw Black Stanley when I was like 6. So
the notion of dropping $65 to go see a show is now becoming the norm
for like mediocre seats.
Right, yeah. Right. I'm on the back like
my binoculars.
Literally, but it begs the question, you know. Is an idea really revolutionary if it can't be given to the most common denominator? Right. How do you get your work in the hands or in the eyes of people? Putting a $50 ticket on it definitely cuts huge group out.
Yeah.
Especially I think the people that might need to see this stuff the most.
Well, because like a lot of people, like a lot of fans of musical theater, like in this day and age, which sounds weird to say, but whatever, are like people who are our age, like they're teenagers who don't necessarily have the money to like fly to New York and spend $600 on a really bad ticket, like
right.
And so, I don't know. I appreciate high school theater so much because of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it really fosters a love for the arts.
Yeah.
Going forward,
yes.
Now, Madison and I can definitely attest to that. Like, we got our foundation.
We were where you were,
right?
You know. In
school
honk.
Performance.
Oh, like
we don't talk about it.
No?
I mean,
that good?
I don't that good.
Our production of Honk last year, I personally,
it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't
that
bad.
I was great. Personally,
you're not, oh my gosh, wrong. We did a like during school matinee and we got these like little kids to come in and see act one and it was kind of
little kids
like it was
so my ears I was the cat and my ears fell off
like
because we had to do a spin. It was like
not they can totally see it
on a podcast. Yeah,
yeah. Everyone use your imagination.
Yeah, no. So
he's
like it's fun
right.
But so my ears fell off and then once we finished one of the kids was like,
did your ears, were they supposed to come off? And I was like, no.
Listen, kid.
Get beat out. Him up. Steal right. Lunch money.
Like, I want to do this like Anna for
your
a
mommy didn't plan
I don't
you
talk.
Get out.
I'll
buy kids.
I'll like, pee for everyone.
Right. It was a lot
everyone
of fun,
though.
Funk was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It really was.
I miss it, actually, a little bit.
You are the
I miss
only
it,
one.
I miss it on occasion.
I miss it, except for the voice that I did for the cat. It was a...
That
song.
Was... Yeah, kind of.
I did not miss those small shorts that I had to wear over my like tights.
I don't miss the fur coat I wore over a turtleneck.
Remember the one day I didn't have the shorts under just my tights?
Yeah.
That was gross.
Roasted.
It was toasty. I was sweaty the entire time.
It was so gross.
My man's here played the bullfrog.
Yeah.
I kind of.
He played the bullfrog.
He was supposed to
almost play the bullfrog actually.
Yeah.
And then someone got the flu. It wasn't the flu. You got like a viral thing.
I'm sorry, I can't sing. I have the hiccups.
Exactly.
That's what you
and then Devin, we were supposed to be here. Actually,
see, I can't
yeah.
do that.
It's crazy.
It.
Yeah.
Let me just kind of go around the circle.
Sure.
Favorite. Part of this production.
Oh, no.
Yikes. Okay.
I know you're still in the rehearsal process
mine.
And blah, blah,
all
blah.
Good
answer.
Everything
I do.
Right.
Okay. I think my favorite part of the show has to be, like, my feature. And that sounds like so conceited.
I mean,
no, you earned it.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead, take your bow. Go ahead.
So it's called Cry. It's very, very, like, taxing. I think my highest note is, like I have to belt an A.
Yeah.
Like, I have to belt this note, and it's, like, not fun at all.
It sounds really good.
It sounds very good.
So,
it's my favorite song
for the whole and time. I'm, like, recovering from, like, a very bad cold.
Oh,
so,
like, he couldn't speak. He sounded like a softball girl, like, a little bit ago.
Like, I want you to imagine, but, like an 80-year-old smoker with, like, a hole in their throat sounds like. That's
yeah.
what I sounded like.
Oh,
It was bad.
A struggle and a half.
But, yeah, it's,
that's
like...
the heart and soul.
Yeah.
So my character is, like, this very, very, like, shy, timid, very, like, in, like... introverted-ish.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
he's in the box.
I am in my box. I am in a box, and it is shaped like me, and I do not...
like, a V-shaped box.
And, like, dead during this...
Right,
like,
right. Here's some inspiration.
Dead.
You're dead already. What do you have to
again?
Lose?
We can't die again. But, like, during this ballad, this is, like, where I kind of, like, transform, and, like, I just, like, step out of that box, like, this little cocoon that I'm in, and I'm just like, I am singing right now, and it sounds good, and I know
I'm
it sounds good.
Storm.
I'm in the store and I'm singing.
It reminds me of the Oh Happy Day scene from Sister Act 2.
Hey.
Right.
There's a second
on
Sister
Disney Plus. Free plug. Mm-hmm.
That's the best one.
Oh, well.
That's Lauryn Hill in it.
Look.
Lauryn Hill's in a movie.
You're saying names. I don't know them.
You don't know Lauryn Hill?
All right.
This has been Drinks with Friends.
I'm going to go home with a prize.
I'm going to go get on Disney Plus right now and watch it.
Right. If you got that Disney Plus, go watch Sister Act 2. It is a blessing.
Don't worry about the first one. It's good, but it's not Sister Act 2.
Listen.
I know what I'm doing.
Now.
Soon.
Right.
Whenever I can afford Disney
just
Plus.
Just skip it.
You just
skip
hear,
it.
Like, Sister Act 2 in the background.
Go ahead. My favorite part of the production, oh my gosh. It's fun because I'm not, like, in it. So, I've really taken a more, like, I don't know, I don't want to, like, directorial, like, view on it. So I couldn't do the show because I leave for a cruise on opening night. So, it's kind of whack. I mean, I'm excited to go on the cruise, don't get me wrong.
God, I have to go on a cruise.
Right?
This
cruise
is going to go ball
because,
out, whatever.
Right? Because it's not often that you find parts in musical theater, especially for, like, a true bass.
That's true.
Which is definitely what I consider myself. And I feel like this was going to be definitely a moment where I could have shined. And it sucks because I don't get to do it. So, but it's okay because I quickly got over that. And I was like, no.
It's kind of fresh.
Right, this is a fresh wound.
It's like, I quickly got over that.
It's fine. It's whatever.
But I feel like Mr. Williams has, like, more or less kind of just, like, put the show, like, kind of in my hands. Because it's more or less all music.
Yeah.
So that's all kind of fallen onto my plate, which makes it, like... Like, the other day, we were running the show, and I was taking notes, and I was like, this is crazy. I never thought I would be, like, taking notes and, like, giving them, like, in this position, you know? So my favorite part is definitely, like, being able to, like, be in the audience, be on the other side of, like, the stage and just watch the show, like, come together. Because when you're on stage and you're, like, putting a show together, it's a different feeling to, like, be a part of it than to just, like, watch it, like, see it all unfold right in front of you, you know? And...
Like, you can't see the progress that you've made when you're on stage.
Yeah. Like, I can see the progress. Or, like, people that, like, watch can see the progress. And it's just a really amazing thing. I love it so much. That, and also... I don't know, just, like... watching you guys. It's just fun. I don't know. I enjoy everything.
That's so sweet.
He's not proud.
That's like pure. That's like, my heart right now.
Because now, at this point, I look at my friends and I'm like, y'all should be doing right. Like,
so right. Get your shit together.
Right. Yeah.
This is a call-out post.
Literally every episode.
Yeah. No. I think my favorite part is also River's feature. Which, like, okay, so, like, I have two. It's River's feature because, oh my god. Like, at least on the recording and in real life, River is great, so it's not even discredit to him. But so, in the recording, which is very much more, like, concrete, because you can just, like, hear everything. Anyways, it's very intense. Like, I cry because it's, like, a very nice message. Like, I don't know, he's just screaming, like, remember that sunshine can be found behind a cloudy sky, so, like, even when things are bad, like, still, like, good is gonna happen. I don't know. It makes me happy and sad, like, happy cry.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It speaks to you.
Yeah. My, like, favorite part, though, is I have this, like, page and a half monologue, which is very pretentious to say, but whatever. Because it's me, like, yelling at the group, like, stop being sad, we're doing it.
It's like at the very
let's go.
It's like it's after, like, the second to last number.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh man, it's already over.
Right. Everyone's like,
I don't wanna
well
go.
I mean, let's just not do it and then we can stay here forever and it'll be great. And I'm like, no. And yeah, and it's very it's very emotional.
It's very emotional.
Like, I beg at one point. Like, beg and, like, not like, please, I beg you. But, like, I really want them to stay, so I'm like, please.
Please?
Cartoonish begging.
It's,
but very sincere pleading with,
like,
your...
I want them
yeah.
to... I want to do this. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We didn't get to. Now we can. Let's go.
What about you?
My favorite part is... There's also two of them. River's feature,
God.
Obviously.
No pressure, River.
It's
none at all.
He's
so
very
so
popular.
Good.
It's literally so good. I have another hair part.
So good.
We're gonna have to go back to
it. And then there's this, like, this really short part, and it's where me and River are sitting angled toward each other, and we're talking about, like, the Ed Sullivan show.
We're stepbrothers, by the way.
We're stepbrothers.
Gotcha.
Oh,
like,
right.
our characters are stepbrothers. We are not stepbrothers.
And we're talking about how our family, like, just had this time to just unwind and spend time together, and it was, like, on Sunday, right?
Sunday night, 8 p.m. 7 Central Mountain Time.
Seven Central Mountain Time. And it was, like, kind of, like, sad. You're just like, wow, that's kind of depressing. And then we're like, back to it.
Right.
Like, so.
Because, like, our family was, like, always squabbling. Like, there was no break from the yelling except for Sunday night at 8 p.m.
River's character got beat.
Did parents stay together after both of y'all killed the parents? Yeah.
No, this is from childhood.
You're real dark for a minute.
Maybe.
I, okay, so... sorry, I have more favorite.
Oh my god.
Sorry, here we go. So everyone said River's feature, and personally I hate it, but also... No, I really... really do love it.
River sucks.
I really love it so much. My, I have to say that I absolutely love, love, love Crazy About Your Baby.
Oh, yeah.
The song that we so... They use plungers as microphone stands because they never got to actually perform it with microphone stands. They only ever practiced with plungers.
Yeah.
And so they're these, like, 5-foot long plungers that they, like, amazing. Use as
it's,
actual...
It's great.
Like, literally great. There's, like...
He, like, went ham on it.
I, like they, fun. Like, throw plungers across the stage. What else do we do?
We sword fight with
oh,
them.
You sword fight with plungers?
We, like, dance with them.
Plunger
crew is a color guard at our school, so he does a color guard. He does, like, an 8-count, like, color guard thing. He, like, twirls it and, like, goes
it's
behind his back.
Nuts.
It's, like, amazing.
You know what? Don't do me.
Hey,
don't
so do much. Me.
Not too choreographed.
If there's any Imagine number you. That you should come to see the show just for that number, it's either River's solo.
Oh my god!
Or Crazy About Your Baby.
Yeah. No, you gotta pick one. Which one?
Crazy About Your Baby.
River's solo. We outnumber you.
Well, also River's solo is good too. So
democracy.
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 Take the word of the director.
Democracy.
Democracy. So one more time, dates.
Yes, December 5th, 6th, and 7th, 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. On the 7th, it's at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for students at Lincoln High School in Des Moines, Iowa. It's a lot of fun. Story with humor, heart,
and soul.
Soul. and the music is great, the dancing is great, the acting is great, everything about the show is amazing. And I really encourage everyone to come see the hard work they've all put into this show. We've only been rehearsing really for like a month.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
Like the amount. So like we had.
Sold me. I'm there.
We had rehearsal yesterday, and it was bad. Hot mess. Like
hot
like,
damn.
Bad. And then today, it was like literally just kids. Like Mr. Williams was in there, and it went really well.
It went.
Act one went really, really well.
It went yeah.
Very, very well.
We don't talk about Act 2.
Yeah, Act 2 is like 30 minutes long. We're like, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Act 1 is like an hour and a half, and Act 2 is like... Act 1 is an hour. Act 2 is half an hour?
Yeah.
That's how that works. You want that second act to cook a little bit, you know? Like, you're back. Here's the end.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Take Thanks. A bow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. There's We're your resolution. You know.
But just like, the amount of like rehearsing didn't change in between like yesterday and today. It just... was a lot better, and yeah. I don't know how to explain that.
It's
come together.
It's part of the
yeah.
process.
I think it's like, yeah. like we realize that like that rehearsal where we're like, oh shoot, we're in a really bad spot.
Yikes.
I think that really like, I think that is what like puts the fire under our seats.
Yeah.
That like
yeah.
tells us to like kick it into gear.
Yeah,
and that's where the magic comes from.
It's real. In 7 days, you're going to have an audience.
Yeah.
If you could describe it,
like
period.
It or not.
Like period.
Period.
So. Yeah.
Pyramid scheme.
If you could describe the show in one word, I'll give you like 10 seconds to think about it.
I'm ready.
Did he just steal our show?
He did.
Yeah. This is what happens when you let people direct.
So
all of a sudden.
So he put
if
on
you
a
can
hat.
Describe the show in 3 words.
Half a word.
in the form of a haiku.
Right. If you were to write a beautiful essay about the show,
these are public school kids.
Oh,
wow.
Don't
conquer
me.
Ow.
But you know, that's a good exercise. One last piece of the segment. Describe the show in one word. Go ahead. Whoever wants to go first.
I would say exhilarating. You leave.
Nope. That's it.
Okay. That's it. You got
word.
It. Exhilarating. River. River.
Just
the river show.
Yeah, this is no pressure.
Family.
Step family.
It's hyphenated.
Yeah. It counts.
I got show in one word, I would say magical.
Magical.
Ooh.
Magical.
That was corny.
But it's true. I really do feel like...
One word.
You're right.
So, you know, perform the show, so he's trying to get that shit.
Right. Get that spotlight while you can, bro. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. That guy, Ryan?
I mean, I make no promises just because... don't take it personally. I never make promises.
That's
right.
True.
That's
he's really good at this, like... we'll see. Because oh. then when he shows up, everyone's like, oh, he's
yeah,
here.
That's why I call myself the unicorn, because when you see me, it's a magic.
Right.
Also, so I'm obligated to mention something else. Lincoln is also putting on a holiday cabaret this winter. So December 19th, just a week or so after opening night of Forever Plaid, we are having a holiday cabaret, which will have numerous performances, songs, dances, poems, comedy, you name it.
we can't be friends anymore.
From
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I'm so ready for the movie.
Literally.
So, from kids from Lincoln High School, Waukee High School, Urbandale High School, we're getting all types of kids from everywhere involved in this type of thing.
We are?
Yes.
This is news to me as well.
Surprise, everyone.
Right.
So, we also have another component to that. Last year, Lincoln High School did a Pies for Patients campaign. We pie people in the face and they could make donations. All the money went to Blank Children's Hospital. We raised over $1,500 last year, so we're hoping to
eat it, Carson.
Reintroduce that again this year. So we're going to have a table outside for people who are wanting to make pledges for people who they want to pie in person that night. All the proceeds will again go to Blank Children's Hospital.
We're still doing pie.
It's none of the students are getting done, so we're taking people from the community and like teachers from schools. Like I know Chelsea Dubcek, she is a former Miss Iowa. She has agreed to come and be a volunteer to be pie in the face. We have other teachers, other people from the community that are doing it. I think our very own Madison is hosting the event, actually.
So are you taking a pie in the face?
Absolutely not.
it's like a different level of fear.
To my contract, specifically no pies.
Surprise pie in the face?
It activates...
Only in the mouth.
My fight or flight response. So instantaneously.
I hated it. Hated it. Get with a pie, so you get nice.
Literally.
So that's happening.
Right.
That's also happening December 19th. $1 for like a mini pie, $5 for just a regular sized pie, and then $10 or more for a jumbo pie.
Oh my god.
Any influencer or a teacher in the face. I was told to also mention that. So our goal is to raise $1,000 for Blank Children's Hospital this year.
Fantastic.
So tell your friends, let everyone know that's also happening at Lincoln High School, 7 p.m., December 19th, that's happening.
Nope.
So be there for that as well.
I love it. So be sure to, you know, go out and support Lincoln Theater Arts and all of this stuff. That's right.
Yes.
Of course, always, happy Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday. Enjoy your weekend. Eat lots of food. Make poor decisions.
Yeah.
Take
that nap.
Take that nap. Yeah, yo,
literally.
Listen. I'm not here for the turkey. I'm not here for the ham. I'm here for the sides.
Literally. I make the best mac and cheese.
He do.
Period.
He do.
Okay. It's good.
I'm sorry. I know you're young. I know you're young. I'm about to give you a real world lesson right now. Don't say that at a table full of black people. It's not true. It might be great. It might be great, and I support your decisions to follow culinary arts and your art. But you got shit on my mom.
That's fair. I make good mac and cheese for a white boy.
There it is. Let me the asterisk. There it is. Like
some restrictions may apply. Those restrictions are.
I love it.
Right.
But of course, this podcast is brought to you by Andro DSM, Power Up.
And Susie Sweet Treats, Stephen Greening Was Love.
Not cocaine.
We'll catch y'all Sunday.
Yes.
Second annual
Drinks with Friendsgiving. Ow.
Which is always a show. So, I mean, if y'all want to come through, $5, come down. Fighting
Burrito. Downtown.
2 p.m.
Oh, 2 p.m.
That's right. So we'll be eating, fellowshipping, non-religious. non-denominational fellowship. we'll be doing a big open podcast. So yeah, come talk trash, because that's what we do.
Yeah. And, enjoy the holiday. We'll see you next Sunday.
That's right. Have a great time. Same black time.
Same black channel.
All right. Peace.